Greetings. Hello. It's the We Don't Know Either podcast, episode number 241. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
Did you forget how to open the podcast?
I didn't.
You've only done this like 150 times.
I know. I wanted to change it up a little bit. Because last week I got really excited talking about sea monkeys, and to continue that conversation, I would like my
I knew you were going to spend 40 hours looking at sea monkeys.
I spent so much time. I'm really upset because there's a sea monkey's wrist aquarium. It's basically like
it's like a watch.
It's like a Apple Watch, but better in every way.
Screw your Apple Watch. I've got a sea monkey watch.
Yeah. I know you can read your texts. I got sea monkeys.
But I'm really upset because it's unavailable right now. And it doesn't even say a price on it. It's got 3.5 stars.
Three and a half stars?
I know.
How are there people not enjoying that?
Probably leaks.
According to this, it was purchased for their 6-year-old grandson that sea monkeys hatch and are doing their thing. It's fun and interesting, but I hope it gets better. Oh, man. It doesn't actually say if it tells time or not.
We're watching the entirety of human evolution played out in sea monkey form.
Yeah. So anyway, it's not available.
Right.
I'm bummed.
Do they have like a clock underneath of it? Because if it was a watch and a sea monkey watch.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, like those, the platform shoes, the Lucite platform shoes with the goldfish in the heels?
Right.
Can I read you this review, please?
Sure.
Okay. So this deal got me a raise. I've always been a fan of small critters from sea monkeys to mosquito larvae. To make a long story short, I wore this thing today, and the first words out of my boss's mouth were, "What the F is that thing on your wrist?" And I proudly said, "It's my only sea monkey wrist aquarium. Are you jealous?" The next thing I knew, he was slapping me on the back saying, "I see a big future here for you. How about an blank hour raise?" And I said, "Heck yeah." Then we stood there marveling at the secretary's cleavage as she walked away with a quizzical look on her face. So if you don't want to be a jealous loser, I would highly suggest this product.
Yes.
What?
Absolutely.
Who is this person? And what are you saying? That's really rude of you about the secretary's cleavage, but I support all of your other wristwear choices.
What I have learned recently, because I did something like that on Facebook, like my wife posted something to my Facebook page about this father who built their kids like the most amazing treehouse.
Oh, I thought you were talking about you were commenting on secretary's
cleavage.
No,
not on secretary's
cleavage. That was the worst part of that story.
We don't have a secretary. But she posted this thing about this amazing father who built this amazing treehouse for his kids. It's basically a 2-story like regular home on a concrete pad. Like it's a
100% bigger than my 1-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm like, yeah, except, you know, he didn't file the correct permits, and then he lost his company due to fines, and then he turned to alcoholism, and Child Family Services took away his kids, and they now live on food stamps, and he's dead. So that's why I didn't do that for my kids. And then like these people came out of the woodwork on my Facebook page like, "Oh my god, like that's so terrible, like that's the most tragic thing that I've ever heard, and like we should do something to support this person."
And you're like, "No, that was me being sarcastic." delete.
Have you met me?
Yeah. So
clearly not, because your Facebook friends. Who actually meets your Facebook friends? Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so that was a tangent.
Yes.
So you go first.
You
Someone
want me to go
first?
Okay.
Anyone go first. I went first last week.
I can go first. Here we go.
And I also talked too much.
So I'm going to do something massively controversial here. Massively controversial. So
You're
much so that Lindsay's
the...
probably going to stop the podcast and make us restart.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
All right.
I was like, I do not have time for this.
So climate change.
Insert hard cut here.
Yeah.
Climate change.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ice is melting, water is rising.
Yes.
Okay. Here's my question.
Okay.
Yeah, what is that's not controversial.
Well, it depends on your viewpoints, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
What is the only country in the world where the sea level is falling?
Oh, the sea level is falling?
Yeah.
Oh.
See? Super interesting, right?
Very
I'm very proud of this fact. It took me a month to find it.
It took you a month? Were you I was going to say, is that something that you wanted to do and then you studied the data of each individual country's...
No, I don't have time for that.
...rising or falling sea level?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just two countries. It's a section of the world. But
oh,
yeah.
A section
Either
of the
Either one of the
world.
Countries is acceptable.
Now
is the time where you name one of the countries.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just going... No, I'm going through logically in my head. Okay.
I would say you can immediately eliminate all landlocked countries.
That's...
Hang on.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's where I was going with it.
Yeah.
Just eliminating a whole section of them.
Yep.
But...
The Netherlands.
That is an excellent guess, but
not
incorrect.
Correct.
I was going to guess north as well. I don't know, Canada.
Sweden and Finland.
Oh, okay.
The two countries where the sea level is falling. Now, why is the sea level falling in Sweden and Finland?
gravity. No, I don't know.
Why is it going up everywhere else but falling in Sweden and Finland?
Well, everybody, because it's at
because
the top of the map.
Because climate change isn't real.
No, 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 because because Sweden and Finland, they're at the top of the map.
Right,
everybody
so when the water
knows
melts,
water goes down.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so
why
it's
I guessed Canada.
Yeah.
No, the actual reason, which I think is the most interesting part of the fact, is the fact that the sea level is falling in those two countries because the tectonic plates are pushing the land up.
Right.
So there is more land, and it is outpacing the rising sea levels.
So it's not even that the sea levels are falling. Everything else is just getting bigger.
It's falling in comparison to where they were in the past. So the sea levels are still rising there. It's just the land is rising faster.
Got it.
Cool.
So
if you're going to invest in beachfront property, do it in Sweden.
Yeah.
Finland,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. It's a night
those
for
summer
14
tropical,
hours.
Yeah, those summer tropical locations of the Finland coast.
Hey,
where
I
it's
don't
dark
know.
For 48 hours.
a day.
Hey, I'm... Do you? I've been watching a lot of beachfront properties. I would like a 5-bedroom house in the middle of the beach, and I would like it to be for $50,000.
Yes.
Stop. That's unrealistic, people.
I was just home a couple weeks ago visiting my family, and we were watching like House Hunters.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot watch that show now.
My wife is a part-time dog walker, and I build puppets for a living. Our budget is $2.5 million.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, and I Fixer Upper is getting off the air. I'm very upset about that.
Oh.
Mainly because I hate watch that show, and I love them. But why are you putting white furniture when they have three kids? It doesn't make sense,
Joanna.
No, you
Joanna. Should go to my sister's house.
Why is there
it's
so
all
much
white furniture?
Why? Their kids are messy. Anyway.
So here's the thing. I look at those shows from a completely different point
of
view.
Right, because you're a construction guy.
Right. I was a general contractor for a dozen years, and I look at the shows, and they're like, we're going to renovate the kitchen, the master bedroom, the master bathroom, and add a whole nother wing on the house for $32,000. That's going to fall down in a week.
There are no walls.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael, why don't you go your facty fact?
Okay. So the Academy Awards.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
The Oscars.
The Oscars. I don't know why I did that accent. Sorry.
Who is the most mentioned person in acceptance speeches for Academy Awards?
Okay. The most.
All right. So let's
acknowledged person.
Let's come up with a list.
Okay. I would eliminate God because you wouldn't have said person.
Right.
God is number six on this current. This
really?
This list is it's a year or two out of date.
Right. Are you talking? You're not talking specific person. You're
no,
not looking for a name.
I'm looking for a name.
Are you looking
because
for a
you,
name?
You guys threw in God, so God's the only one, you know, with
right.
A, you know, because
I was
going to
say,
but you know.
I was going to say something like my wife.
Yeah. No. No. No.
Or the crew.
So this is a person that exists. They have a name. They have a social.
I'd like
security
to thank
number.
Bob.
I'm assuming.
Yeah. I'd like to thank Bob for this Oscar.
Kelsey Grammer. Right. Sideshow Bob. No.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to make a leap here, and I hate doing this, but this is the state of our reality.
Sure.
I'm going to assume that it's a man because, you know.
Yes.
I'm going to assume it's a man. Because I'm thinking historic,
reasonable assumption.
Historically speaking, from a Hollywood perspective, who are the movers and shakers, which, again, I think should be changing and is changing, yada, yada, yada. But to narrow it down this fact, I'm going to eliminate women from my choices.
Right.
So now, thinking historical men,
right?
Well, who is the big time that would affect a lot of people's careers, and who's worked with? I would assume a lot of the actors. So
right.
It's probably
not going to be an actor.
I would think it's a director.
Right. That was exactly where I went. Was director,
which I would say Spielberg. Then.
That is exactly what I was thinking. So
Spielberg number one.
Okay,
is the most major.
Hey, we got there.
We high-fived.
Now, can you guys get the rest of the top five?
Who's after Spielberg?
I'm very excited about that logic, and that worked out.
I'm going to stay quiet now. Yeah
I'm out.
Robert,
you guys are all wrong. It's Dame Helen Mirren. Who would have guessed?
James Cameron.
James Cameron, number three.
Oh, nice.
Robert Zemeckis.
Which?
Robert Zemeckis, not on the top 10.
Quentin Tarantino.
Nah, not in the top 10.
No.
I don't think a lot of his movies get Oscars.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's what I was thinking. Are they all directors?
Ridley Scott.
Okay, so you guys got Spielberg, and you got which one?
James Cameron.
James Cameron. Yeah.
Okay,
Underwater
of the top five,
Explorer.
Two of them are directors. One of them is a producer.
Oh, producer.
I'm pretty sure he's a producer.
Mel Brooks.
Oh, nice.
Not Mel Brooks.
I don't know a lot of producer names.
Yeah, no, there's not a ton
I'm
of
double
producers.
Checking that he's a producer.
He might be. I'm sure he is a producer.
He is,
Well, he produced Argo.
He's a producer and a film studio executive.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, it's like the head of a studio. I don't know any
heads
of studios.
Is it that giant guy? Is it the Warner brother?
It is not Mr. Warner.
Mr. Fox?
Is it the Warner sister Dot?
It is Dot. No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Number two, Harvey Weinstein.
Oh.
Okay.
Number four, George Lucas.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wait, but Star Wars collectively has not won a lot of Oscars. It's won special effects. It's won special effects. Oh, well, John Williams has won 1,000 Oscars.
John Williams is one of
them.
That's fair.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I'm talking the films themselves.
Plus Indy. Plus the other
they
movies.
Haven't, oh, yeah. They haven't won any of the big four, but those one of those like the sound engineering and the costuming and the storytelling and the script writing, I'm betting they've won a lot of those.
Shameless plug, we're doing Star Wars trivia December 11th, and this probably will be a question. Get your tickets.
At District Trivia in D.C.
Yeah,
not at Bridgetown, not yet, not unless all of you contact at bridgetowntrivia.com to tell us you want to do Star Wars trivia.
Yeah.
At which point we will get that to you.
Yeah.
And the number five, Peter Jackson.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. He's had 9 movies and then probably a couple of others.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
So acting noms, Alec Guinness in 1978 for Best Supporting Actor.
Okay.
Best Director, George Lucas was nominated in 1978.
Sure.
They had Best Original Screenplay in 1978. They won for Best Costume Design, Best Production Design, Special Achievement Award in 1978. And then they won for score, visual effects, sound mixing. But
yeah, they won a ton of awards on those on the show that happens before the actual show.
Right.
Yeah, the undercard, if you will.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I needed to know that.
So I have two more follow ups here.
Shoot,
and they're both percentages. So, in
what
percentage? In all of
God,
not God.
Okay.
In what percentage do winners thank their parents?
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to say 15.
Okay. Lindsay?
I'll say 30. No, I'm going to say 42%.
By Price is Right rules, Nick gets it.
Damn.
Okay.
28%.
Okay. Oh, man, I was going to say 32. I should have stuck
with
it.
I know the percentage that think the crew is low because I have a friend of mine that's a production manager, and,
right.
and he literally every year posts the percentage of people that think the crew, and it's always way lower than it needs to be.
Those gaffers.
And then this last one? What percentage thank the Academy?
Oh yeah.
98%.
Yeah. I mean,
because they have to kiss their butts because the Academy is going to choose the next year. Give me another one, please.
I'm going to say 65, but
43%.
40, really?
43%.
Oh, wow. I thought it was just going to be everybody, and that's the first thing they said.
I'd imagine it's like it has to be a thing that's only been more recently.
Thank you for existing.
But, like, you know, in the 1920s, how many people were thinking the Academy? In their acceptance speeches.
Right.
I mean?
The Academy hadn't earned its chops yet.
Exactly.
That's true. I wish they'd let me decide.
I know you gave me this award, but screw off. You're nobody.
Yeah.
The Dark Knight. It's a perfect film. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Are you kidding me? That got nominated before The Dark Knight. Throwing it all out.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What was it? The Shakespeare in Love over Saving Private Ryan?
Something like that, yeah.
Well, yeah.
This is also
give animated thing. Movies the respect they deserve. You're making emotions out of physically nothing, just binary code. That's a lot more difficult than controlling a human face, which humans have been doing since the beginning of humans.
Not well, though.
Not well, no,
this,
but...
This is also the other thing.
Remember,
it's more with critical reviews than anything else, like Rotten Tomatoes and stuff like
yeah.
that. You get the critical reviews that are super low.
Right.
And then, like, the viewer ones that are super high.
Mm-hmm.
So, perfect one...
For the same thing?
For the same movie.
Yeah.
So, the perfect one I saw the other day was the Baywatch movie with The Rock.
Okay.
Where it was, like, critical score, 15%.
Right.
Viewer score, 65%.
Right.
It's all about expectation management when you go into the movie. Like, if you know, like, Joey, for example, likes to watch the Transformers movies.
Sure.
Which, to each his own. When I went and saw Transformers 4, I was promised dinosaurs and robots. I had very minimal dinosaur robots, so I was not happy. But you know going into those movies that they're supposed to be bad. You're supposed to be explosions. And that's what we got. And if you wanted those things,
you're
happy.
And that's what I got out of Baywatch. It was like it was a remake, but it's also going to make fun of itself because
right.
it knows how ridiculous
self-deprecating,
it is.
Self-deprecating.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you're looking for dinosaur robots, by the way, as a throwback to our finals questions last summer, Dino Trucks on Netflix.
Yeah.
They are dinosaur robots. It's like some executive in a room go, what do kids like? Dinosaurs and robots? Done.
Yeah, I'm on board with all.
Trucks? Yes.
I'm all aboard with all of those types of things. but this was one of the 2017. That's the year it is, right?
Yeah,
is one of the lowest summer.
Way to date the podcast.
Sorry, was one of the lowest box office period
right.
sales
yeah,
in
sure.
movie yep. Hollywood history. And Hollywood is saying that they're blaming websites like Rotten Tomatoes. Because the user scores are low and that people don't want to come out and don't want to see movies, to which everyone's response was, well, maybe don't make crappy movies.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure our president took credit for that.
For what, a lower?
For the lower movie turnout, because people are boycotting Hollywood.
Oh, I lost track anymore
yeah.
as to what everyone
it's
is
hard
boycotting.
To keep up.
Boycotting's hard.
Yeah.
I lost track.
I like movies.
Okay, so I have a fact.
Shoot. Okay.
Do you want to talk, they're both history related, so you guys can choose which one you want to talk about. Do you want to talk about money, or do you want to talk about prohibition?
I am tired of talking about money.
Prohibition it is.
Prohibition it is. Okay, so.
I'd like to just point myself out there, I am anti-prohibition.
Yeah.
Wow, really going out on a limb there, Michael.
I know.
Putting yourself out there.
I know.
Way to go, Michael. Okay, so a couple different questions, and I don't know which one I'm going to use yet, so pay attention at home. I'm excited. So when it was ratified, it was immensely popular, which I didn't realize. The temperance movement. The 18th Amendment.
The 18th Amendment.
The 18th Amendment.
Got it.
Prohibition Amendment.
Right.
The Volstead Act.
Yep.
Derived from that. Anyway, how many states voted against it? How many states said, no, we're not ratifying this?
Utah.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Why would Utah vote against?
Because they're against
everything.
Yeah.
But when.
I haven't heard we're wrong yet. Is the other
no, you're definitely wrong. But why would Utah, a historically ultra conservative state, vote against repealing alcohol
so,
consumption?
Lindsay, the concept of a joke is to take a premise and then
oh,
go the opposite
you made
of the
a
premise.
Joke?
I was making a joke there, yes.
Oh, I thought you were serious.
No.
And then people
oh.
laugh at the opposite conclusion
well,
to the original premise.
I have become the joke. I
All right.
see that now.
How many total states voted against it? That's what you're
right.
saying.
All
yes.
right. So when was it?
Was
the 1920s?
Yeah.
So out of 48?
Yeah, I was going to say. That was going to be my.
48.
Out of 48. So definitely not 49 or 50.
Right.
All right. Only
yeah.
48 numbers to eliminate.
Well, yeah. hang on. We can go even further. It passed.
Okay.
So assume
that more
it,
people
it
said.
A,
so,
it,
so it's more yeses than noes.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. You can eliminate out of 48, you can now eliminate 24.
You can eliminate 24 of them, but not 24 specific ones.
It was 1919, just for the
1919,
record.
1919, okay.
Well, what I'm saying is it can't be 30, because if 30 voted against
oh,
it.
Oh, right. Yeah, so okay, so now we're down to 24 and under.
Yes.
Okay, you're not looking for specific states, you're looking for the number of states.
I'll ask the specific states next if you
all
want.
Right, yeah, all right. So then let's say it was very popular, she said. So let's say by more than
well, this is what I'm trying to remember from government. In order for a state to be, or in order for something to be passed as an amendment,
needs a.
I wasn't sure if it was a two-thirds majority,
75% supermajority.
Something makes me want to say three-quarters of states.
Yeah, that sounds right too. Yeah, so let's say okay,
so
48.
12, I'm going to say 8 states voted against it.
I'm going to say 9.
Only 2.
Oh, we both
only
lost on the Price is Right rules.
Two.
So the next question is, what two?
What two, yeah.
Utah?
Utah.
I get it now.
I'm going to say
Colorado. I'm just throwing that out there because they make beer there. And Massachusetts. Because that's where they make beer in the United States.
I'm going to say Texas, because if anything's going to pass, Texas is going to be against it.
Okay.
And New York.
Sure. Reasonable. 0 for 4?
0 for 4, yeah.
All right.
So the states that rejected the amendment were Connecticut and Rhode Island.
Okay.
Connecticut and Rhode Island were the states that rejected it. Other
so geographically, we were both pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
other interesting.
I said New York. I was on the right seaboard.
Yeah. Other interesting fact about this, President Wilson at the time vetoed it. And
really,
yeah, but he got overridden pretty quickly.
Wow. Not only did it pass, but then it got vetoed and then it got overridden.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah. Which I didn't learn. And also, so, you know, there's big movements, with the women's temperance, and they were like, you know, we need to make sure alcohol sales, the moral degrading of our country and everything. But women didn't get the right to vote until the 19th Amendment. So they didn't get to vote until 1920. So prohibition passed before women were able to vote. So they're like campaigning for this big thing and convinced all of these men to do this.
Just how did men lose that vote?
The vote to give women?
No. The prohibition one. Because you were saying it's the women's temperance movement that was the main driver of this.
Yeah.
What's it? I forget.
Maybe it was an appeasement. Maybe it was one of those, like, if you stop asking to vote, we'll vote your way once.
It was a lot of the religious groups.
I also didn't mean that to come off as chauvinistic either. Like, that wasn't the intention.
No, you're putting yourself into the position of a man from the 19... Teams.
Right, but it's just like if the big groups. This is an area that I don't remember studying a lot in school.
What was your major?
I was a poli sci major.
Okay,
in American politics.
Continue.
Yes.
Yeah, there was the American Temperance Society.
San Diego, please don't come looking for my degree.
It was founded in 1826 and served to convince society of the harmful effects of alcohol consumption and the women's Christian temperance movement and all of anti-saloon. And they were, you know, very, very aggressive. And most states by the time that the 18th Amendment was ratified already had laws on the books that limited the sales, the making. It was just not limited to consumption in households and things.
Okay. When was the 18th repealed?
1933.
With the
21st Amendment. Yeah. And it's still obviously to date the only amendment that's ever
repealing
been repealed.
Another amendment.
Yeah. So my follow-up question, how did this affect crime? How did the 18th Amendment affect crime?
I definitely.
So less drinking, you would assume less crime because there's less drunk people, but then all of the drinking crime.
Right. No, that's what I'm thinking is it went hard the other way. And if memory serves, this is how like the mob got their start.
And NASCAR. Right?
And NASCAR. Right.
Right.
Bootlegger. So crime rose.
Yeah, significantly, I would say.
Yeah. So crime rose by about 24%.
That part I knew.
24% increase in crime. Assault and battery increased by 13%. Homicide rates increased by 12%. Burglaries and theft by 9%. And they're talking about it, like rates can be attributed by corruption of law enforcement that was influenced by black market violence carried out by bootlegging.
Right.
Whole big thing. But had the basically exact opposite effect.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and make a slanderous comment. Pretty sure, or is it a libel comment?
No, I don't know.
I think it's libel because we're producing this.
I thought it was libel was written and slander is spoken.
I think it's spoken, but because we are putting this out as a podcast, it becomes a production kind of thing, which I believe makes it libel.
I have zero.
It's like saying it on television.
To lay into this debate.
If I'm correct, then it's just a statement of fact and neither one of those apply.
True.
I'm pretty sure that's how the Kennedys made their money, was bootlegging.
I don't know that.
If that's the case, I'd be very interested to learn that piece of history.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Joseph Kennedy, JFK and RFK's father, made all of his money, or a lot of his money, as a bootlegger. And then he pushed his sons into politics to atone.
Oh, okay.
I want to find out if that's true or not.
Yeah. You guys talk for a second, and I will look it up.
Yeah, okay, so sea monkeys.
Back to the sea monkeys. Yeah. No, but going back to what Nick was saying about this is how NASCAR got its start. As I understand it, the moonshiners used to, in their spare time, race each other.
Right.
And that's how quickly
you can run from one to the other.
Exactly, which is how auto racing essentially got its start.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. No, NASCAR has a lot of roots in history when it comes to prohibition and moonshiners and stuff like that.
Yeah, I would be interested. I mean, obviously, it was a point in our history, especially, you know, this was passed in 1919.
Sure.
So prior to World War II, just like the end of World War I. So it was kind of that like roaring 20s. And we think of the roaring 20s, you know, the flappers, and you think of these big parties, like that's how in your head the decades parties always are. And then you think about it, it's like, oh, that's because all of the booze was illegal.
That's right.
Well, that's also why I was curious about when it was repealed.
Mm-hmm.
If
under
it was
FDR,
it was under FDR, but whether it was after the Great Depression had already started.
Yeah.
Was the 21st Amendment?
She said 33.
Yeah.
So it was about four years after the big crash.
Right.
So at which point it was like, screw it.
All right.
Just legalize it.
All right. During Prohibition, Kennedy gained a reputation as an importer of illegal liquor from overseas. After Prohibition ended in 1933, Kennedy consolidated an even larger fortune when he traveled to Scotland to negotiate contracts for distribution rights for scotch.
Hmm. Very cool.
His company, Somerset Importers, became...
Cool, I don't know if the cool is the word, but you know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Is the exclusive importer for Gordon's Gin and Dewar's Scotch.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, not liable or slander.
No,
yay!
Accurate.
Accurate.
Yes.
Because that's what we do here. We
point
deal
for
with,
us.
We deal in facts.
Yes. Usually after the fact, once they're vetted by half a dozen other people. But
sure.
In this case, I was right.
But for the podcast, we just spit it and see what sticks to the wall.
Exactly.
Bow, bow, bow. Okay, give a...
I have a rap horn if we need that.
Bow, bow, bow. No, I said I'm not going to do sound effects, no musical situations. Okay, so what was our secret phrase?
No musicals.
No musicals?
No musicals.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Did I say that?
I don't know.
Twice.
Okay. I'm all for musicals. I just can't do them. I always did the video. I did the recording of the things and not the actual singing, which you're welcome, Twin Valley. You are welcome. Okay, well, this is going to wrap it up for the We Don't Know Either podcast. Here to Prohibition being gone.
I'll drink to that.
Let's go get a drink.
Yeah. This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We Don't Know Either.
Bye.